Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where were we, Bob? Oh, yes, in the middle of a 12-pack, and it's quite enjoyable, I might add. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Limits, why don't you crack one? Thank you. Bob, Aaron Judge hit a big homer last night. The Yankees back in that series down 2-1. Seattle leads the Tigers 2-1.
Hey, Eugenio Suarez, Pirates. Put them in together.
Oh,
same sentence.
Would that be nice? And the Dodgers are about to sweep the Phillies. However, on the docket, I would think, and of the most interest for Pirate fans, or maybe of the least interest, is that the Brewers can complete a sweep today with Quinn blanking Priester on the mound against Jameson Taillon. Bob, who are you rooting for in baseball right now? And what does all this, particularly the Brewers, say about the Pirates?
We've gone over this before. It says they're doing all the right things where the Pirates are doing all the wrong things. That includes drafting, development, more than anything else. But also, when they decide to spend, they spend it wisely. Check out Jackson Churio's contract and what he's been able to
man.
Do. So I think I'd love to see the Brewers win it all, just for that reason. It's a well-run organization. There are a lot of them in this stage of the game that are well-run. But they've done it in a way with Pat Murphy as their manager, who he just seems like the perfect fit for that team. He knows how to get under them when he needs to. He also knows how to pat them on the back. And the C. Quinn Priester revitalized after he went there. Oh. And now, just keep in mind, it didn't work for him in Boston. That netted the Pirates Nick York, because Boston had the same problems with Quinn Priester the Pirates did. He goes to Milwaukee for whatever reason. It took a while. And now he's one of the better pitchers. He's not still elite, but he's a very good pitcher.
I mean, he only pitched in one game for Boston.
I know, but they soured on him immediately.
I know, but this is such a horrific reflection of the Pirates. It is.
Here, absolutely.
Quinn Priester was 5-9 with a 6.46 ERA here. First round pick. We all know that. In Milwaukee, he's 13-3 with a 3.32 ERA. He's basically cut his ERA in half. He doesn't walk people like he did here. It's just sickening, really, to watch.
It is, and good for him. He's just like Tyler Glass now.
I mean, I'm glad. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad for him. He seems like a great kid. But from a Pirates fan perspective,
no, it's terrible.
It's just
even Jameson Taillon. You know, he's still pitching and pitching well. What was his record this year for the Cubs? He was productive.
He was good.
For them.
Yeah, he was very good and pitched in some very big moments. It's just you know that meme or GIF, Bob, where the karate guy takes repeated kicks in the groin for like an hour.
That's what it's like.
That's the life of a Pirate fan. I'm sorry for people. I really am. I'm just sorry for your losses, the many, many losses that you take. It's just, how much can you take?
Well, that's the point. They have guys on their roster right now, pitchers, who I think should be able to develop here. I wouldn't be surprised if some of them stumble a little bit and they end up trading them and they turn out to be good players elsewhere. That seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah. Travis Williams said last week, we have the best young rotation in baseball.
All the more reason to go out and spend money on players.
Is he sure about that? I think they have they have the best young pitcher in baseball. Is he sure they have the best young rotation in baseball?
I mean,
I don't know about that.
Potentially, if 23-year-old Steens, 22-year-old Chandler.
Potentially is the Pirates'
Ashcraft.
Favorite word, Bob.
I understand that, but I can see that.
I can see the pitching
talent.
The problem
is, while you're acknowledging that, you need to acknowledge we have nothing else right now.
Yeah, you know what else? Give me another beer.
Oh, you want a shot with your beer?
You know
we
what
have
else?
Shots too. Do we have that here?
That Bob Nutting's human shield had to say last week. And by the way, or whenever it was, I don't know. I wasn't here. But Nutting needs to get up and talk. Sorry.
This was the time to do it.
Travis Williams he sends up there to be the henchman, and Travis intimates that his time with the Penguins. Do you have that quote by any chance, Limits? His time with the Penguins sort of showed him what it takes to win, Bob. He knows that because he came from a winning organization. I'm sorry, Travis, and he seems like a nice man, too.
Yes.
The Penguins won because they went to the bottom of the league, got a bunch of incredible draft picks, won the Sidney Crosby lottery, had Crosby and Malkin, and a salary cap because that league went dark for a year to get a salary cap.
For its own benefit.
Absolutely nothing from Travis Williams' time with the Penguins translates to the Pirates. Nothing.
Other than he was with the organization that did it.
Well, yeah, that. There was that coincidence, yeah. Yes.
No,
do
I
we,
get
do
it.
Do we have that
it.
Limits? No, okay. That's all right. What did you think of those statements? And then when him
well,
and Charrington...
Like, I don't like the thing because I hear it all the time about full stop. We are going to... Our goal is to make the playoffs and win championships. Okay. We've heard that over and over and over, and then the action does not match the words.
When they're both asked, him and Charrington, Travis Williams and Charrington, the human shields for Nutting, are asked about payroll next year, you could tell the answer was rehearsed because they had the same one
right.
That said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, payroll is not an impediment. No, that was a yes or no question.
Right.
Is payroll going, is your paltry payroll going to increase?
I would have been more specific. If I was there, and again, we put in requests, they don't, you know, especially for Nutting, it's hard to get him. But my question would be, why can't you raise your payroll? And I'm going to give you a number here, Bob, $120 million.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Why can't you do that when other teams just like you
were doing? We've given ourselves the flexibility at the trade deadline in terms of payroll, and we believe that we have the ability to go out and add, and we have pitching depth that we can use in order to turn that into hitting depth.
That's also a good way to go, but you better hit on it.
Who's that?
That's Travis Williams.
That was Williams on the payroll.
Let me hear that again. Let's hear that again, Bob, if you don't
mind. Given ourselves the flexibility at the trade deadline in terms of payroll, and we believe that we have the ability to go out and add, and we have pitching depth that we can use in order to turn that into hitting depth.
Was he talking last week or at the trade deadline?
No, that was last week.
That was last week.
But that's
okay.
My point about it. He said trade deadline. I'm thinking you're going to wait all the way to the trade deadline to acquire bats. That's not good. You should spend this time in the offseason doing it. And if you want to use some of your nice, talented pitching, which I would agree with, use it as trade bait to get what you need.
All right, that leads to another question. Limits?
Oh, my.
Jason
I'm
Mackey.
Starting to walk a little woozily.
I know. It's been a rough night. Jason Mackey wrote about McCutcheon. You can make arguments on both sides. Bob, when I look at the DHs, I'll just take the National League, even though it's universal now. Most of the DHs in the National League are more productive than McCutcheon, who's going to be a year older. I always believe it's better to cut bait with an older player a year early than a year too late. There have to be better options out there. For a guy whose primary, whose only job is to hit. He's a designated hitter. He offers nothing else. He can't run anymore. He can't field anymore. And he doesn't hit enough relative to other DHs in the National League to keep that job. You have to do better. I love McCutcheon as much as anybody else. And everybody does. He's the most popular Pirate since Willie Stargell. But it's time to upgrade. Do you agree?
Yes. And, the exit is going to be very interesting how it goes because I think Andrew McCutcheon has already indicated he'd like to come back for more. The Pirates did him a favor bringing him back, honestly. He wanted to come back. They signed him, and they signed him again. I don't think the Pirates owe him anything beyond that because but again, you better have a bat better. If not, he's still a decent hitter. It's just if I'm a designated hitter, you want power on a team that has no power. You've got to look elsewhere to find it. I mean, I hope – in a perfect world for me, it would be Andrew McCutcheon having a role with the Pirates in a different capacity, retiring a Pirate, and moving on. He's going to be, and he still is, revered as one of the best players in the history of the franchise, and that's fine. But to keep giving him a time back, and this takes nothing away from his bat speed is still very good. It's just that the production on a team like this needs to be enhanced in so many different ways, and one way to do it is having a better bopper as your designated hitter.
I agree with every syllable you just uttered, Bob.
And half syllable, too.
And the quarter syllables, and the quarter, although some of them were questionable.
McCutcheon is terrific, and I don't. It's hard to say that because you make it sound like
I know, but this, he seems to have intimated that he wants to play for a winner. Would he have any options outside of Pittsburgh?
I don't know. I mean, he once went with the Phillies. He's been around. He's been with teams that were good.
I wonder about that. Limits, would you bring back McCutcheon?
I would, because I feel like there are other positions that are in more dire need of an upgrade. Left field, they have no offensive production. Third base, no offensive production. Nothing at short until Griffin gets
and
here.
And you're convinced that they're going to address all of those?
That's why I would rather address those positions first before I even look at DH.
Exactly.
Because I feel
what
like...
What difference does it... The positions... Here's the first thing the Pirates should do, and I just broke my glasses,
my goodness,
Bob.
That was you talking about.
The first thing
Gannon,
they should do on their big...
All those DeMarcado, cans of beer there.
All of a sudden, that beer's taken over.
Now he's throwing
things. We need
things.
A slow motion replay.
I've turned
and the
into Jonathan Gannon. The first thing they should do on their big organizational depth chart, which I bet is written in the kind of magic marker, well, that we all have, Bob, on our refrigerators, the calendar where you can wipe it clean and then put something new on there. Wipe away every single defensive position. I don't give a crap about defense right now. I don't. Well, I care about bats. You start listing bats you can get. We'll figure out the positions later. So get bat one, get bat two, get bat three. If that means somebody has to move around, if that means somebody has to go to the outfield, if that means Nick Gonzalez has to go to third, if that means we switch guys around in the minors who are ticketed for certain positions, I don't care. Go get bats, period. There's no hierarchy of positions. I don't look at it like, oh, we need a third baseman. You need bats. You need bats.
Right. There happens
go
to be a third
them.
Baseman available
I don't
for
care.
Seattle, who's a free agent. He's also a hitter at 49
home runs.
Go get
a first
runs.
Baseman who can hit. Go get a catcher
go
who
get
can
Pete
hit.
Alonso.
Go get a center fielder
him.
Who can
I don't
hit.
Care what the money
go
says.
Get a right fielder who can hit.
Hit.
Go get a shortstop
hit.
Who can hit, even though you have Connor Griffin coming up. Go get a second baseman who can hit. Go get a pitcher who can hit. Have Skeens hit.
Have Madison Bumgarner just come out of retirement and hit.
They should have Skeens hit, by the way.
Yeah.
That should be one thing they should do this offseason.
Well, listen, I mean, the first things first is they got to come out. You're right. The bats are the most. I've said this since last year, and it hasn't resulted in anything. We got Adam Frazier and Tommy Pham mostly in this past one. So they need legitimate guys. And again, I want to know why they can't take a payroll to $120 million.
Get bats. Like the NBA these days, it's become a positionless league. That's what the Pirates should consider themselves. We don't have any more positions.
But
I will
throw this
there
at
are
you.
None.
The Milwaukee Brewers are the perfect example of a team that can do both. They have really solid defensive players all over
sure.
their play.
Yeah.
But they also all hit, too.
Right.
So if you have that combination, and I give them credit because they've developed a lot of it, but they've also acquired it. So
the defense will settle itself.
Yeah, but I'd rather have it. If they're going to lose, I'd rather be 11-10 than 1-0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Why, thank you, Limits. Mike Tomlin said in planning ahead here, Bob, I thought this was a good question yesterday because you have a game against Cincinnati Thursday at Cincy after this Cleveland game. You've got some older players. You've got some players who are banged up right now. I think he just didn't want to answer it because he didn't want to. Are you getting a call, Bob?
No, someone's at my front door.
Your doorbell rings here if someone's there?
Yeah, I can get it.
Wow.
Joey, how you doing? It's the Amazon guy. Hey.
No, Limits, do you know your Amazon guy's
You can
name
leave it there. Leave it on
name?
The front porch.
I don't know. Yes.
Neither do I.
It's typically multiple people that
Bob, you
packages.
Must get a lot of packages there, huh? If you know them by name?
Know them by name. I try to make sure I know all these. The mail carrier, you know. I like what they have tough jobs.
They do, actually. What were we talking about?
Bats or no?
Oh, planning ahead. Tomlin didn't want to answer this because he doesn't want to give the Browns, I think because he doesn't want to give the Browns any bulletin board stuff. If you say, oh yeah, of course, you know, we're sort of looking, you have to, because we have a game 4 days mm-hmm. later. Instead, he said, I'm just focused on this week. But Bob, with a guy like Cam Hayward, with injured guys coming back, like how do you play that? Jalen Ramsey said could perk up this week. Do you play Ramsey? Do you save him? There's a lot of decisions to be made. But the moral of the story for me is you have to be considering two games at once here.
Yeah, and I think down deep they do. They know what's coming up. And I think that because it's on a short week, if you have any hesitation with a guy like Jalen Ramsey or anyone else who is close but maybe not totally 100%, this is not the time to put him out there, especially when you're dealing with hamstrings. Once that recurs, you can be in for a long time.
How about
time.
Hayward on a snap count? Watt on a snap count?
They could do that too. I think Watt does have a snap count. You know, he's out there, but when he wants to come out, I think they know that and they have a nice luxury. If Highsmith is back this week, which apparently he looks like he's going to be back, those three guys plus Jack Sawyer, you can do a lot of things and rest them. And I think that's the best thing for that position is to not overtax Hayward on the defensive line and Watt on the outside linebacker. Just, you know, you know how to pick and choose. And I think because Derek Harmon has been pretty good here the last few weeks, I think. And I think Y.A. Black is still going to get in there and help them.
Sunny today with a high of Dan Moore, 65, a low of Bud Dupree, 48. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I'll just tease ahead to this. At noon, Pat Welter, WRAL, I believe in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh, yes.
Broke a big story or wrote a big story just shredding Bill Belichick's North Carolina football program. Pat, originally from Mount Lebanon, Bob, did you apply to WRAL in Raleigh when you were a young lad?
No, that's a good television station, and so I'm sure he does good work down there too, but good for him. This is one of those stories that people will be talking about.
He went and talked to sources around the program, including parents who said, one of them said, it's an unstructured mess. There's no culture, no organization. It's a complete disaster.
Well, did they talk to Jordan Hudson?
Well, I'm going to ask
I think
Pat
that's...
if he's heard from Jordan Hudson, because something tells me he may have received an email or two from her since she's Belichick's sort of
GM.
Protector. Yeah.
The secretary.
The GM really is Michael Lombardi, who's described as rude and nasty. Nepotism, charges of that with all the Belichick's coaching for Bill Belichick. One parent said there's been no communication with coaches and parents. None, zero, zilch. Not one email, one text, one phone call. And as one player's parent told Pat, Belichick sold this as an NFL program, but right now it doesn't even look like a college team. This is going to be fun, Bob. And I must admit, I don't know if you guys find it pleasurable. I do, that Belichick is imploding like the Hindenburg in Raleigh. Mm.
They're not even competitive. And if you watched their game last week, by halftime, people checked out. They were done.
Yeah.
Clemson, which has not been good this year, totally dominated them.
This
and they weren't
horrifying.
Even in the game.
Yeah.
And that's been the case of all of their games, really, in the conference.
I mean, when you look at the most reviled sports figures, like opponents in Pittsburgh sports in this quarter century, Belichick is easily top five. Him and Vontaze Burfict and Brady and think of a hockey player. I don't know, Scotty Hartnell, although I liked him.
I like Scotty Hartnell.
Think of, though, the most reviled opponents and Belichick's one. So I'd imagine people are taking great pleasure in this, Bob.
Yeah, I thought, game aside, I thought it was kind of a strange, curious pick.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, they immediately thought of themselves as an NFL quality team and they were, you know, touting themselves that way. It's a totally different game in college when you're dealing with these kids and you got to develop them and come up with different ways to compete. And what you had in Tom Brady, you don't have here.
Huh. You know, I'll say. And they're so paranoid, they're not even showing Drake May highlights, although that may have changed. It's a wonderful.
Is that real? Because I
saw
that.
Well, let's ask Pat about that, too.
They did post one. I saw North
Carolina
football
yesterday. Yeah, they finally did after pressure came. Yeah, I want to ask him what's real and what's not. That'll be fun. So will the big boy, Mark Caballi,
next.
For a whole hour. And in the meantime, Bob, let's do Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com page. Your chance to win it comes from going to that page right around noon Wednesday through Friday. Jeff Patton, we like to call him General Patton.
The General.
What's your guess, Bob, on this week's card of the week?
This is a hard one because
I'm going to go Joe Flacco.
Okay, then I'm going to say Ben Kindle, although, but I'm sure I don't know if you have that, Jeff, or not. If not, then I'm going to do somebody else. And I'm going to take
Linux?
We can always take Shohei Ohtani. Let's get that off the board. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But instead of that, I'm going to, and I don't know if you have this card either. Mason Heinchel.
Ooh. Heinchel. Who you got, Limits?
I'm picking the big dumper for hitting number 61 to the guy that had the shirt that said, hit 61 here.
Dump here.
Great.
Dump here.
What do you got, General, and how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. All great guesses, but keep in mind, we're in the commemoration business. We're into the history of sports. How could we let pass three guys playing for 20 straight years?
Okay.
Oh, that's
so
a good one.
I'm going a little bigger, if it's okay with you, Mr. Starkey. We're going to give away three cards.
Please.
I got a Chris Letang rookie card.
Yeah.
I got a Evgeny Malkin rookie card, and I have a 2006 Ovation Sidney Crosby.
Wow.
Not very many times, and I know we've touted both the good and bad of playing 20 years together, but, man, it is special. So we're going to give away all three of those cards today. Kindle does not have a card.
Not yet.
He will
soon.
Not yet. It's a lot of mumbo-jumbo, but you're not allowed to have a card now until you play a game in the NHL.
Mm, okay. Interesting.
So he'll get one shortly.
General, you made a good point, though. We haven't talked, I don't think, enough about those three guys playing for 20 years together.
20 years.
How many players, three of them, on one team have lasted that long? I don't know the answer to that.
That's a good question. In any sport?
In any sport.
Never. You might get one guy for 20 years, and it's a miracle, let alone three on the same team.
General, you're one of the four or five nicest men who have ever lived, and we'll talk to you next week.
See you, Jeff.
Appreciate it. All right, have a good day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.